All right, guys, we are live for the 2021 NHL Draft Lottery post-reaction. It was kind of an anticlimactic draft lottery. There wasn't exactly a lot of movement. The only movement we actually saw was the pick from number two to number three, Seattle overtaking the Anaheim Ducks. But Buffalo Sabres are going to pick first overall. Obviously, it was just a couple years ago that they picked Rasmus Dahlin. So what are your thoughts on the Buffalo Sabres getting first overall?
Well, I'm very happy for their fan base. This has obviously been a particularly rough year in what has been a rough decade. So nice to end on some good news. Owen Power is the sort of consensus number one. I don't think that changes here. You think about a future where maybe you have an Owen Power, Rasmus Dahlin top pairing. That's pretty nice. I think the Sabres have a lot of good pieces already. If you look at Dylan Cousins could be your scoring center of the future, obviously, depending on what happens with Jack Eichel. You hope Jack Eichel sticks around and he's your cornerstone center. But, even if you have to make that trade, you got Dylan Cousins, you have a really great scoring winger in Jack Quinn coming up. Now you have the potential of Owen Power and Rasmus Dahlin on the back end, plus, Ryan Johnson behind them, who I think really showed a lot this year at the University of Minnesota and at the World Juniors. And then, of course, you have Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, your goalie of the future. So you've got a lot of nice pieces coming into place right now. And it's not necessarily going to help the team next season, but maybe the season after that, you start seeing the Sabres become that sort of scrappy Ottawa Senators-esque team that we saw this season from Ottawa.
So you mentioned Owen Power, obviously being the guy's number one consensus pick. What is it that makes him the top prospect in this draft? I know we've talked about him in the Prospect Podcast, and we'll definitely talk about a lot more, but right now, what are your thoughts on him?
I always go back to something a scout told me last year when Owen Power was still playing for the Chicago Steel in the USHL. He said, he's a unicorn. You just can't find defensemen like that. Almost 6'6", mobile, good at both ends. He doesn't have any glaring weaknesses. He might not have an Erik Karlsson kind of pop to his game, but as a freshman with the University of Michigan, he was blocking shots. He was scoring points. He's playing for Canada right now at the World Championship as a teenage defenseman. That's practically unheard of. And, when Canada gave him more minutes, he really came through for them when they needed him the most, just qualifying for the playoff round. So, for me, Owen Power is that kind of safe guy where you're going to get contributions from him for 10, 15 years. And, I think for the Sabres, that's fantastic to have a guy like that that seems to be, pretty low maintenance in terms of his, his makeup and his skill set. I there's not a lot that can go wrong with Owen Power.
And I got to say, from watching him play in the World Championship, he didn't actually play many minutes in the first couple games, but he's been lights out ever since. He's really contributing offensively. He's been a huge point shot. He's playing physical. He's been one of Canada's best players. Now, granted, they barely squeaked into the quarterfinals, but he was kind of a nice bright spot. If they were not to pick Owen Power, the Buffalo Sabres, who do you think they might target?
Well, if they're not going for a defenseman, and that's how I'll couch this because, for me, Owen Power is the top defenseman as well as the number one overall pick. A couple of options I would see if they wanted to get a forward would be, Matty Beniers, also the University of Michigan, who's sort of a Jonathan Toews kind of two-way guy. I could see Dylan Gunther, who is a high-octane winger with the Edmonton Oil Kings of the WHL, or William Eklund, another winger that was playing against men in Sweden this year in the SHL, had some injury problems, but was just fantastic as a team and, even got time at the end of the season with Sweden's men's national team for some international duty and looked pretty good there before he unfortunately had an injury there as well. So to me, those are some of the forwards you might look at if you want to go a different way. And it is sort of an interesting draft where there's not that number one with a bullet center that we usually see, but there is a lot of talent.
All right. So you talked about a forward that the Sabres might pick, a defenseman might pick. Let's talk about Seattle because they're kind of have a clean slate here. They have one player signed at this point. So looking at that, it would, well, let's say Owen Power does go first overall. Who do you see Seattle picking at that point?
Well, my number two pick in the draft right now is Simon Edvinsson, the defenseman from Sweden, played for Frölunda, got loaned out to Västerås and played very well in the Allsvenskan when he had that little tryout there at the end or that loan out. Seattle, you know, this is not the sort of team that needs somebody to jump in right away. You know, they're going to have, you know, 30 NHL players that they draft at the expansion draft. And, you know, this is a team that you want them to sort of come together, get some chemistry. You know, Simon Edvinsson, he's almost as big as Owen Power. He is also mobile. He can also help at both ends of the ice. You know, they're pretty similar players in that respect. He could probably use, you know, another year in the SHL for sure. And then, you know, even if he spends 2 years there, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, because Frölunda is such a good program, both in terms of developing NHL talent and then just simply winning overall, which is a pretty good, you know, feather in their cap. So I think Simon Edvinsson would be a very nice pick where, you know, again, you're looking at a defenseman who could contribute to your franchise for the next decade and beyond. And for Seattle, I think it would be a pretty nice pick. And again, if they want to go with a forward, any of the guys I mentioned, Gunther, Eklund, Beniers, would also be great. I think, you know, again, I don't think any rookies are going to get onto the Kraken lineup, but if any of those players might, it would probably be Gunther. Just sort of based on his size and his, you know, his physical makeup and how well he's played in the dub so far.
To wrap it up, you kind of mentioned about Saturn might not have any rookies go make it to the NHL right away. We're going to do a bit of a mock draft later this week, but how many of these guys could you see actually cracking the NHL right away?
To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if we only see maybe one, maybe two. There always seems to be a kid that surprises. But to me, you know, I look at Owen Power and, you know, because of the pandemic, the NCAA didn't have its regular schedule. I mean, practically nobody had a regular schedule for that matter. I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world if, you know, Power, Beniers, also, you know, Kent Johnson, who is already at the University of Michigan, if any of those guys went back to Michigan, or if all of them did, I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world. You know, you try to go for a national championship. The Wolverines didn't have the chance this year because they had some COVID positives right before the tournament, which was just absolutely gutting for those players. But, you know, I could really see, you know, Edvinsson staying at home, Eklund staying at home. Like I said, Gunther, I could see, you know, in the right situation, if he had a great camp, I could see him making a roster. But I think there's a lot of situations with these players in the draft. You know, Brant Clark didn't have an OHL season, went over to Slovakia for a while, but it just feels like everybody in this top 10, Luke Hughes, Mason McTavish, Jazz Lucius, all of those kids could benefit from another year. It's very unique where we see this, but I wouldn't be surprised. And I honestly wouldn't be disappointed if it happened either.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens this draft. It's a little later this year. It's in July. And again, looking forward to it. It's not the strongest draft class, but you know what? This is a draft where you got some real opportunities to kind of find some nice gems. Thank you so much, Ryan.
No problem.